Since the implementation of the lockout laws in 2014, Keep Sydney Open have been rallying for not only for our right to party, but to keep Sydney's nighttime economy and culture alive. This coming Saturday, they're holding a different kind of a rally with Meet Me in the Cross, a mini festival, one would say, in King's Cross. We're joined now by founder Tyson Coe. So, Tyson, we've had three successful daytime rallies. We've had one nighttime rally that was knocked back by the court slash police. Can you talk us through that process and what happened with the knocked back one?
Sure. Well, we had a rally planned for King's Cross, which was meant to take place at nighttime, and the police commissioner took myself and Keep Sydney Open to the Supreme Court. And unfortunately, they won, which I think had some pretty significant ramifications for people wanting to hold peaceful protests within New South Wales. Now, that was a very arduous process, even though it happened in a very short space of time. So I got served with papers at about 6 p.m. and then I had to appear in court pretty much at 9:10 a.m. the following day. So I had to get lawyers together. I had three barristers, put together all the affidavits and everything. And as a model litigator, I think the police really showed some really poor form, because it meant that instead of engaging with us in dialogue, they had this whole legal proceeding cooked up without giving us enough time to get enough evidence and reports together to be able to respond to them. So I think it was really shady on their part. However, we got a lot of publicity out of it. So it kind of blew up in their face, because we know that the police are under duress in this state, where they, particularly in light of the Lynch siege and a few drug raids which have turned up nothing, it's just shown how heavy-handed a lot of the police have been with some of their operations. You know, I think that they're not really reaching out to the community in a very positive way. Now, we ended up having a rally in Martin Place during the daytime, like good little advocates. Mm. And I think we've shown that. I think throughout that whole process with getting knocked back, that the police weren't really prepared for a large amount of people to hit the streets of King's Cross, even though our rally was projected to have about 5,000 to 7,000 people.
Yep.
But on a regular night in King's Cross, there were 27,000 people a few years ago.
Mm.
So it just makes us think, were the police ever prepared to deal with that many people? And of course, we saw a little bit of violence on the streets, which the police weren't really dealing with in the best possible way.
Yeah, I mean, this with Meet Me in the Cross, it's a different type of party. It's not a rally per se. Is that just to counter the fact that we won't, if there's a march again, you don't want to hit the courts again?
No. What the reason why we're doing this festival in King's Cross is, well, there's actually several reasons. One is that we've made our point. We've had three very successful rallies that were on the front page of the news, and we feel like we've highlighted this cause very well, and we even managed to contribute to the ousting, well, not the ousting, but the resignation of a premier. So with this, we wanted to reframe the conversation a little bit, and also Keep Sydney Open as a group as being one that doesn't necessarily protest or doesn't just protest, but we also actively contribute to the creation and facilitation of culture within this city. And it's a very positive thing that we're doing. We're actually paying artists and labels and promoters, and we're encouraging people into a precinct that a lot of people think is dead.
Mm.
And it's not. You know, there are still some really fantastic venues there. You know, people still go out to King's Cross, albeit not in the same numbers that they were before.
Yep.
But we want people to enjoy the inner city area, because if not, then all of the venues really will go out of business, and you're going to end up with nothing in the inner city except for apartments.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned it before, how the police are getting a bit more heavy-handed. I mean, we've seen Club 77 raided in Darlinghurst, and then we saw the King's Cross Hotel shut down during a noise complaint at 9:30 for a Vivid gig, the biggest tourist like event in Sydney. What's the possibility of them even attempting to maybe even shut down this party because of noise complaints at 9:30 p.m.?
Look, you can never tell what the police will and won't do. All I know is that we have consulted with police with this event, and even though they did express a few concerns, I think they're on board. I think they see this as a positive thing, and we do have the support of the Potts Point Partnership, the business partnership there, as well as a lot of the local businesses on the ground. So this is a very positive thing that we're doing. But yes, it is a little bit concerning. I mean, it wasn't just that King's Cross Hotel gig. There was also all the sniffer dogs out the front of Goldfrapp, which was another Vivid event, you know, and they were strip searching people on the way in for just a regular gig, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I really do think that there are major concerns with New South Wales Police at the moment. I think they're very, very out of touch. And I think that they are doing what will soon be irreparable damage to the live music scene in New South Wales, because it just seems like a police state here.
Yeah, I mean, the heavy-handedness, I mean, with all the increase of sniffer dogs, but they're also under such huge scrutiny, as you mentioned before, because of the lint siege. Are they shooting themselves in the foot?
Look, I think they are. I think they are. And at this stage, I think that the way that the police are managed, that they are too arrogant to acknowledge that, really, which is a big shame, because we deal with police all the time, and there are some absolute legends within the New South Wales Police Force who get it. They know that they're there to do a job and not overstep that mark, and that they're there to support the activities that that the community wishes to partake in, whether that's live music, whether that's festivals, or what have you, and I do think that that there needs to be a very frank and honest conversation about police and their role in managing the activities and wishes and desires of people that just want to live a cultural life in the city.
Is it a trickle-down effect from the New South Wales government, considering when Gladys Berejiklian came into power, she's like, we're keeping the lockout laws because we want the mums and dads want to know that their kiddies are safe out at night. Is it a trickle-down effect from that, you know, that whole very patronising kind of outlook on who goes out at night?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely, without a doubt, you know. I mean, I think people are very short-sighted about the history of Sydney and the history of King's Cross. You know, there were shoot-ups, there were stabbings, there were the turf wars in King's Cross, you know. There was rife and rampant police corruption, particularly centred around King's Cross. And now it's more civil than ever. Young people drink less now than at any stage in Australia since 1963, you know. I mean, we live in a very, very civil society, and yet the rules and the regulations and the policing is coming down harder than ever. And I do think that there is a bias against certain communities. I think the music community in general, but also I've heard a lot of stories about promoters and venues getting tapped by police, targeting their event because they're a reggae promoter, and that there's going to be a lot of marijuana there. About hip hop gigs, I've heard direct criticism from police trying to stop dance music events because they don't like electronic music, because they think where there's electronic music, there's drugs. You know, I just think that there's so many more negative things going on in society, whether it's people manufacturing ice, whether that's domestic violence going on in the community, that deserve more attention instead of trying to shut down peace-loving, music-loving citizens.
For sure. The Lansdowne did reopen, though, this week, which is kind of good news. Do you see more venues reopening their doors soon?
There's some positive things going on in this city, and I feel as though a lot of people are sick of the lockouts and they're sick of the government telling them what to do. And I think even though, yes, we are really constrained in this city, I think a lot of people are moving towards wanting to, I guess, live as if we are living in a free city. And so I think a lot of people are pushing up against those boundaries. And so we are seeing places open up like the Lansdowne, like the Flinders have reopened as well. And I hear that Hugo's is going to be reopening soon. And even though because of the lockouts regime, it's not the best business climate to be operating in, but I think a lot of people are preparing for there to be some movement within government. And essentially that's why we're doing the festival as well, because regardless of whether there's lockouts or not, artists still need to be paid.
Yeah.
People still want to go out and have a good time. And there's still venues in the King's Cross that are fantastic and really passionate and want to put on great events.
Absolutely. So who is playing at Meet Me in the Cross?
Well, we're really excited because there is a really huge lineup of both people that have hit the big time and people that are really hungry and passionate and are just working their way up through the industry. So our headliners are Hermitude, Nina Las Vegas, and also Fundamentals, who are all doing DJ sets. And then we've got some live sets from Mezco, which is a fantastic up-and-coming band, Dappled Cities, who are just indie legends within Sydney. And then we've got a bunch of favourite DJs around town, like Kato, Ben Fester, 82E, Andy Garvey. We've got the team from Zoo Project and Astral People DJs, Future Classic DJs. So there's going to be, just a whole smorgasbord of live acts and DJs across 8 different venues.
Wow.
Yeah, so, we're really excited. I mean, it's so much more work. It's so much more work than putting on a rally.
Feels like the Cross back 5 years ago.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Hopefully we'll be.
Well, Tyson, we can't wait to see what happens at the festival, but thanks so much for joining us here on 2SER.
Yeah, my pleasure.